Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. God bless you, my brothers and my sisters. We welcome you once again to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Hour. We thank God for his grace and mercy, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We are grateful that God has blessed us and allowed us to come this far. Amen. He has kept us down through 2018. He's allowed us an opportunity to come this close to 2019. The Lord is good. There's so many things that have transpired in this year, so much tragedy, so many deaths, so much animosity or confusion, so many changes, not always what we had expected, or looked for, or the change didn't come what we had thought it may have, should have been. But thanks be unto God who has given us the victory, who has kept us, amen, and blessed us, amen. And we are grateful. We are grateful. Amen. We thank God tonight, amen. This season that we're entering in, we're closing out the Christmas season of 2018. God has been good to us and blessed us, man, to see Christmas, a wonderful time, family and friends. Amen. Those of you that were not able to spend time with family and friends, don't think it as a loss. Amen. For if you were in the land of the living, amen, God is with you. Amen. If in the land of the living, the Lord is with you. There may be someone who's saying, well, I don't have family members. Amen. Yes, you do. If you are in the body of Christ, glory to God. If you belong to this wonderful body of Christ, you have brothers and sisters everywhere. Amen. It's just that you have to stay connected to the body, and God will allow you to come in contact with your brothers and sisters in him, and he will send someone your way, amen, to give you just what you need, just what you're yearning, what you're longing for, amen. And so we want to, amen, keep God first, amen, and everything that we do. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, amen, to them a call according to his purpose. Amen. And so we want to keep our minds, amen, and our hearts geared, amen, toward the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we're not going to borrow your patience tonight. We're going to go right into the Word of God. Thank God for our world tonight. Leaving out of 2018, and we're crossing over to 2019. This being the last Sunday of the year. Praise God. The last Sunday of 2018, getting down to the last hours of the last Sunday of 2018. And if God has been good to you, you are to be able to share with someone. Amen. Share with someone what God has done, what God is doing. You are to be able to share with someone the wonders and the awesomeness of God. Yes, things are not always what they should be. We find ourselves at times making the best, amen, of what we have. Sometimes our situation or our circumstances, amen, call for severe or more harsh decisions or dealings, if you will. That's when we have to have God on our side and learn how to depend on Jesus. Amen. If we depend on him, amen, he promised in his word that he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. And if we depend and trust in him, he promised that he would lead us and guide us. Amen. He said to him that knocketh, He said, I'm going to answer. If you seek me, he said, you're going to find me. Amen. And on tonight, we want to seek the Lord while he may be found. The Lord is saying tonight that he is ever present. Amen. This particular story tonight, this passage of scripture, if you will, the book of Matthew's, the 9th chapter, let's go down starting at verse 18, if you will. Verse 18, amen. Verse 18. And what we want to do is we want to take just a few moments to kind of look into this story. Amen. How the Lord, amen, made it his business to see about this man. He made it his business to make himself available to get to this Jewish man's house. The man, no doubt, traveling some miles, no doubt from his home to where Jesus was ministering. And it's interesting how this man, amen, how he was able to lay aside personal issues or feelings or thoughts just enough to persevere and to push his way to get to Christ, because he said, if I can get to him, I believe that he holds power in his hand to raise my daughter. And he pressed his way, and God met him. Matthew 9, 18, if you will. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. Verse 21, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. The woman, and the woman was made whole from that hour. 23 says, and when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making noise, he said to them, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in, took her by the hand, and the maid arose. Now, here in this particular passage of scripture, we find Christ being about his Father's business. And as he was about his Father's business, there came this certain Jewish man who a ruler who had a daughter. The Bible says that the man, even upon his traveling to get to Jesus, to meet him, the Bible says that the man's daughter was already dead. But he said, if you come and lay your hand upon her, she shall live. If you come and lay your hand. Now, number one, this important Jew or this certain Jewish ruler, he worshiped him. The Bible says he got down before him on his knees and he worshiped him. He humbled himself before Jesus. Mm-hmm. Even though this man knew his power and his authority that he had, yet he realized who Jesus was. He said, if I can just get to Jesus, my daughter shall live. And he pressed his way to Jesus. And in order for him to leave his house where his daughter lie dead, leave his house where no doubt family and friends were there mourning, leave his house where the minstrels and those that were professionals or those that came to mourn with the family, and that's a tradition, that's a custom. When someone's family member died, they had individuals who did that specifically, who would come and to sing and to mourn and to wail for the family. And so the man recognized the power that Christ had, recognized the power that Christ carried and used. They recognized the authority in which Christ walked in. For he said, if you come to my house, my daughter shall live. I realize that death is the ultimate. Death is the end, is the final chapter, the final say-so, the final word when it comes to the human body or the human life. Death brings about a close to anyone or anything. But when something is dead, as said and been stated, and it is factual for some things in some cases, that when something is dead, after it has died, it is no more good. But God, in his infinite wisdom and power, death cannot stop him. Even death is subject to him. This man recognized the power that Christ had enveloped. So he said, if I can just reach this man, and if this man can just come and make it to my house, he said, I believe that everything then would be all right. Everything would come into place once Jesus comes in. And as we enter in into this new season, this new year, as we enter into this new level and realm in God, leaving 2018 behind us, and we're now pressing and moving into a new year. Not just a new year for some, but for also a new season. For some, a new beginning. For some, a new refreshing or a new fresh start. Mm-hmm. Some of us, as we enter into this next level of this new realm of this new year, we're entering into new blessings, new elevations and heights in God. But first, we have to invite Christ in. And this certain Jewish man, he went to Christ. And I was sharing how it's interesting how as Christ ministered, he ministered along the way. And as he was passing along the way, so many of them were healed as Jesus was passing along the way. In other words, they were in line. They were in the way that happened to be where Jesus was walking or passing. And as he was coming their way, it was destined and predestined for them to be there at that time, for them to receive what God had for them at that time in that manner. Because they were there, and as he passed, the blind man, the lame man, as he passed, with the issue of blood, as he passed, they will receive their healing as he passed along. What I love about this particular passage of scripture is this Jewish man, the Bible says that he pressed his way and he made his way to Jesus. He came to Jesus and he bowed down and worshiped him. What his problem, what he was dealing with was severe. Mm-hmm. What he was dealing with was really a priority and hot on the plate, presses, because he had to press his way to Christ. He couldn't wait for Jesus to pass his way. He didn't wait for Jesus to pass along, and as he passed, said, "Jesus, my daughter." But he said, "I got to get to you. I'm bringing my problem to you. I'm not waiting for you to get to my problem." Oh, bless God. I'm not waiting for you to come to and make it to my problem or my situation. But my situation and my problem is so great that I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. He pressed his way to Jesus. And as he got there to Jesus, and Jesus saw, recognized, and acknowledged the man's faith, his endurance, his perseverance. Got up. He began to make his way with this man to travel to this man's home. And as he began to travel to this man's home, as he began to travel on his way to this Jewish man's home, the Bible says that the woman with the issue of blood met him along the way. And as she met him, she said, "If I may but touch the hem of his garment, if I may but touch the hem of his clothing," she said, "I'll be made whole." The man knew that and recognized the power that Jesus had. And he knew that Jesus would be able. He had confidence to know that Christ would be able, that Jesus would be able to handle the situation back at the house. Now, my daughter's dead back at the house, but there's some other things going on back at the house. And he said, "I have confidence to know if Jesus can handle what's going on in my house. I just need you to come and touch my daughter. All the other stuff that's going on there, I'm not even fazed with that. The commotion and whatever else, just come to my daughter. I'm not worried about the noise that's going on, the singers and whoever. I'm not worried about those jumping around and falling all out and passing. I'm not worried about those that's trying to get attention and trying to distract from what I ask him to do." And you know, when you ask God, when you have something serious that you need God to do for you, do you not know the enemy will send people and do things to distract and to stir off and to mess up and try to cause the focus to be detoured? But what I love about Christ is nothing can distract or detour him from what he said he's going to do. And when he said he's coming to your house, he's coming to your house. It doesn't matter what's taking place at your house. You see, I have a need at my house, and I need you to come. Oh, God, bless his name. I have a need at my house, and I need you to come. When Christ comes, he brings change. Mm-hmm. He brings calmness and change. For back at the house, the mourners were there at the house doing their thing. And when Christ comes to your house, you just invite him in. And when he comes into your house, that you don't have to worry about nothing else. For he knows how to handle whatever's going on in your house. He knows how to calm the seas. And if he can calm the raging seas, he knows how to calm noise and confusion in your house. Bible said, what kind of manner of man is this that even the wind and the seas obey him? When Christ comes, he comes and he brings the things that are needed for that time and for that season. But here we find that when he got to the man's house, he told them to leave out. All those that were making noise, the minstrels and those that were mourning, he said, leave the room. I need you all to leave out. I need y'all to just relocate from me. And the Bible says that when they moved out, Christ moved in. Mm-hmm. We have to make room for Christ. And Christ knows how to make room. And we have to allow him to make the room. When he comes to our house and he begins to tell us the things that need to go, the things that don't need to be in our house, and he begins to put out the things and bring to your attention the things and put those things out of the house that don't need to be in your house because it's causing the destruction or it's pulling away from or it's hindering what he's trying to do. And then we have to allow him, step up and allow him to move those things out of the way. And Christ came into the house and he moved those things out. He moved those things out for to make room for. Mm-hmm. He had to make room for life. When Christ comes in, he makes room for the joy to be replaced. He makes room for the peace and the love to be replaced. When Christ comes in and moves the sorrows out, he moves victory in. When Christ moves sorrows out and the problems and the noise out, joy, peace, and happiness moves in. Victory comes on in when the sorrows and the noise move out. When Jesus comes into your house, when you invite him to come into your place, he brings a refreshing. Mm-hmm. He brings a renewal. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it is that he removes only to replace. Oh, bless God. When Christ comes into your house, when you invite him to come in and you let him come in, he removes just to replace. Yes, he does. He removes just to replace, and he replaces those things that we don't need with the things that we need. Mm-hmm. He takes away all that, the hindrances, the things that are causing us not to make it. He said, lay aside every weight and the sin. And so when those things are removed, he replaces those things. With his joy, peace, long-suffering, and happiness, he replaces them with the love of Christ. But you have to invite him to come in and let Jesus come in to your heart. Yeah, Lordy, when Jesus comes in to your life, he brings a newness. He brings a refreshing and newness of life. When Jesus comes into your life, but you have to invite him to come in to your life. What I love about the man, he had the faith. For the Bible declares that he had the faith. He said, if you come to my house, if you just come to my house, everything will be all right. Now faith, Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We have to remember now that it's the faith. Your faith moves God. It is your faith that causes God to move and to react to what you have need of. Yes, yes, yes. We find ourselves moving on a little farther. Our Lord in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, 38 says, now the just shall live by faith. The just is going to live by faith. We're going to have to believe that God is, that God can, and that God will. It's the faith that causes God to move for us. I'm moving on here tonight, for my time is running out, but I want to share this with you tonight. In Philippians 3:13, it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. He said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm reaching forth unto the things which are before. I don't know about you tonight, but he said, I press for the mark of the high prize of the calling of God. He said, I'm forgetting those things that have happened to me all through 2018. For everything that took place to me, everything that happened in my world down through 2018. He said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, all the things that happened to me that I might have felt was a hurt or a setback. He said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me. All of you that had your hand in trying to destroy the man of God, all of you that had your mouth on the man of God, everybody that thought you were going under because of the situation and the things that was going on around you, the Lord said you're not going under for going over. And I want to encourage you on tonight. Jesus said unto him in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way. Come unto the Father. No man can come to the Father but by me. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. On tonight, Christ is the answer. And as you enter into this new realm in God, as we enter into this new atmosphere, this new place in God, I want to encourage you to keep your hand in God's hand. This year, trust in God. Have faith in God. Know that he's going to do what he promised you he was going to do. Enter in today and allow him to enter in. Ask Christ to come into your house. And as he enters into your house, open up and let him do unto you what he needs to do. Let him heal your body. Let him deliver your soul. Let him set your mind free. Let him make a way. Let him give you what you have never had before, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May the blessings of the Lord be with you tonight as we prepare to enter in and cross over into the new realm on this year. I want you to be encouraged. When I see you again, it'll be in the new year. When I talk to you again, it'll be in the new year. God be with you. Blessings and prayer and honor being glory be God unto you on tonight. In the mighty and matchless name of Christ, I pray. God be with you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.